It's another Friday, and you know what that means. It means that we've got another listener question. I can't wait to dive into this one. Let's take a listen.
Hello, Megan. My name is Laura. My question has to do with balance exercises. When your balance is not as good as it should be, is it best to try to keep muddling through? Okay to hold a wall or another piece till you gain a better balance? How long should you expect that to take? Basically, any other recommendations you can give on achieving better balance and things to be able to do the exercises is what I'm looking to find out. Thank you.
Well, Laura, I'm glad you brought this up because balance can be a really frustrating thing when you know that you don't have very good balance. And it's actually kind of scary because you kind of go about your day afraid that you might fall, afraid that you might hurt yourself. And then you might find yourself in situations where you end up saying no to opportunities or no to adventures because you're just not confident in your body. So I definitely want to help you overcome that by improving your balance. So we're diving into balance. I want to approach my answer a little bit differently. I'm going to talk you through what not to do, what you shouldn't do when you're working on improving your balance, because I want to make sure that you're avoiding some pretty common mistakes when it comes to improving your balance. The first mistake that you want to avoid when you're working on training your balance is to just muddle through. If you find yourself doing balancing exercises and you feel like you're just kind of out of control and you're not actually balancing, you're losing your balance more than anything. You feel like your center of gravity is all over the place and you're only holding steady for a very small amount of time. We don't want to train that into your body. We don't want to teach your body that this is how to do it. So I would much rather you use a prop, use a wall, use something that allows you to show your body that this is how this movement is supposed to feel. This is how this movement is supposed to work and operate, because that is the movement that will start to get imprinted into your body. Your muscles are going to start to give your brain feedback, even if you're having to use a prop. Even if you're having to hold on to a wall while you do a movement, as you go through that movement, your muscles and brain will start to communicate and your body will start to believe that this is the way this is supposed to be done. That's how training occurs. So definitely use a prop. Use something to make sure that the movement that you're doing looks really good. And then as you get better at that movement, slowly start to wean yourself off from using the prop. Use just little barely fingertips, like barely any touch against the wall. Use like one finger on top of a pole that you're using or on top of the chair. Maybe try two repetitions of a movement without any prop and then have it right there so you can grab on quickly again. Often, it's very mental. Just having the prop nearby can be enough for your brain to know that you're safe. But use a prop, slowly wean yourself off so that you're not falling all over the place while you're doing balancing exercises. The second mistake I want you to avoid as you're working on improving your balance is to just rely on your bones to do all the balancing. I think sometimes we picture improving balance almost like getting really good at building a Jenga tower. We feel like it's supposed to be like this perfectly propped up thing where everything has to line up perfectly. That's not how your body works, okay? That Jenga tower doesn't have any muscles around it. Picture balance, good balance, as if, yes, you have a Jenga tower where we have things lined up nicely, but then we wrap that entire Jenga tower in like bubble wrap and elastic bands and things that kind of hold it together. Then you can walk up to that Jenga tower and try to push it over. It's just not going to fall. So when you're working on training your balance, I want you to think about getting as many muscles to engage as you can. Almost think about exaggerating the amount of flexing you're doing. When you're standing on one leg, if your legs are perfectly straight, like your knees are locked out and your body is perfectly erect, It's going to be a lot harder to balance because your muscles can't fully engage when you're locked out straight. So sink into the position, get your muscles to engage and fire, and that's going to hold you steady a lot better. The more muscles you have engaged, the less floppy you're going to be and the better balanced you're going to be. The last mistake I want you to avoid when improving your balance is simply being impatient. Expecting changes and improvements to happen immediately overnight. Balance might be the last thing that you see improve. We're training your nerves. We're training the communication signals going on in your body. I already just mentioned that balance has a lot to do with your muscles communicating to your brain and back again. Those are like it's almost like you're creating a new highway in your body. The construction team is having to get out there and create a new highway. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort of showing up, doing the same movement in the right ways over and over and over again. You're not going to see improvements overnight. So be patient with it. It could take a month. It could take 2 months. It might take 6 months if it is a particularly challenging balance move. So stick with it. Don't give up on it and try to notice any improvement that you notice along the way. And one thing I will mention is that when you're fatigued, when you're tired or worn out, maybe you've had a hard workout, your balance will be a lot harder in those moments because your body's just fatigued, your muscles are fatigued, your nerves are fatigued. So that's not a good time to gauge whether or not your balance is improving. It's when you're fresh, like when you're first starting a workout, that's a good indication of like, how does my balance feel right now? You'll probably notice in those moments it's a little bit better, but be patient. It's going to take some time. Okay. And the last thing I'll say about this is that I do have a really great resource for you. I have a full balance masterclass. If you have not done that yet, make sure you do it. It's totally free. Every single person listening right now, I don't care how old you are or what your balance is at this moment in time, you need to do my balance masterclass. I walk you through all of these things in that. So you can grab that at vigeofit.com/balance. Totally free. I'll make sure that's linked in the show notes. I also did a few podcast episodes back in the fall specifically on balance. So I'm going to link those in the show notes too, so you can do a little bit more of a deep dive on this. But keeping all of this in mind, this is all going to help your balance out so much. So keep working on it. Okay. All right, friend, if you have a question that you would like me to dive in and tackle for you, it would be my pleasure. Okay. Just go to vigeofit.com/ask and I will get you taken care of. All right, my friend, until next time, be strong.